Blog Talk Radio.
We at war. We at war with terrorism. Racism. Most of all. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless. Might snatch your necklace, the next thing might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower, death is. Top floor, if you alone and leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas, yeah, yeah. Now check the message, they be asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, y'all eat pieces of shit. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but gas suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packed to move. I hope it. God showed me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
With me,
to the hustler, killer, murderer, drug killer, even a scripper.
Jesus,
to the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell.
And we're gonna stop it right there. And I'm telling you, boy, when you get to get some good music on, you know, we don't own the rights to the music, but we like to play some things. I am Dr. Lowe's D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. We've been on a 4-day series talking about how do we prepare boys for a healthy relationship. This is part 4, so we're glad to come before you. The calling number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can get a chance to chat with me. I'll just ask for your location. And if you want to give your name, it's fine. Then jump into the conversation, jump into the talk, chat with me how you feel about and what we need to do to prepare our boys for a healthy relationship, not as only as a boy, but as a man. And that's what it's all about. The web link to be a part of the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Also, for those individuals, the acronyms, that's We Are the Boys of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. If you also want to check us out through email, you can go to wbswinternettalkradio@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity at wbsw_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And if you on Instagram, you have a great opportunity to connect with us. You can go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and also at Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville. You can get a chance to be live. You can share, you know, share some thoughts because you'll be going back and forth. You can type in your comments. So it's all about having a ball. We're going to hit this thing like we've been doing throughout the last 4-3 series. We're just going to touch and offer you something that hopefully can resonate with you so we can continue to pray our boys to be grown men. And that's what it's all about. Now, the show is being broadcast by Blog Talk Radio through WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Facebook. And if you want to connect with us and you're not sure exactly, you're on Blog Talk Radio, you're on Instagram, the handle to connect with me is facebook.com/DRALDalberto Smith. And I just mentioned on Instagram, that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter. You can connect. That is the broadcast through our chapter with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You can connect with us that way. I make a request to follow, and I'll make sure we connect and have you as a part of it. We have a couple people joining us and on Facebook. Give a shout-out to the one particular name I see. That's thank you so much. One of my former students down in McKenzie, Alabama, Beverly Lachey Johnson. Thank you, Beverly, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to see a friendly name on the screen with a very beautiful, friendly face. Thank you so much, Beverly, for taking the opportunity to be here with us. We always kind of get our show started off after we finish with all the necessary, we call housekeeping things. We like to start with the Black History Moment. And I always tell everybody, when I'm focusing on Black history, I know we have a lot of outstanding people who have made some great things and helped create some great things, embedded some things, awesome politicians and scientists and doctors and lawyers and musicians, entertainers, all of that. But I want to focus on members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I tell everybody I have a right to do that because we have some individuals who have made major impact in what we see in our world. We're going to focus on today a young man that out of the state of Louisiana, that's out of New Orleans. This young man is an awesome composer, jazz pianist, and educator. And he's a graduate of Dillard University, came through the chapter of Epsilon Alpha chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, none other than Ellis Marcellus. That's Brother Ellis Marcellus, who's made awesome impact in the area of jazz. So if you run across that name, if you know about jazz, you heard the Marcellus brothers. This is Ellis, and he has made awesome impact. But he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, so we want to make sure we give a shout out to him and recognize him in Black History Moment. Our title, as I've mentioned earlier, is How Do We Prepare Our Boys for Healthy Relationship, Part 4. WBSW, take these topics and focus on the titles and then take it into the format with topics and focus on how we can make a difference. We are so happy to share with you every time we come on our live broadcast. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States of America, north of the borders of the United States, Canada, south of the borders of the United States, Mexico. So it gives me great pleasure to be able to share that with you because we're going to keep on grinding, as our hashtag says, to continue to get the word out. This is a vessel to get the word out. Our title, How Do We Prepare Boys for Healthy Relationship? One of the things that I always want to share when I talk about that is, do you know what a relationship looks like? What is the meaning of a healthy relationship? So the question is, what is a healthy relationship? I want you to just take a minute and think about it. What is a healthy relationship to you? What are some of the components? What is required for me to be happy in a healthy relationship? You know, there's a couple of things I can point to, but when I say this first thing, you know you're on the right track. a healthy relationship, healthy relationships are fun. Healthy relationship makes you smile. Healthy relationship just puts you in a position to just have fun. You can be playful because it's the spirit of joy in you. When you are in that healthy relationship, you are having fun. A healthy relationship makes you feel good about yourself. It helps form the fundamental principles that you live by. So our ultimate goal is for our boys to be in healthy relationship to eventually become a grown man in a healthy relationship. Every one of you all wants somebody that's have the qualities, do the work with those qualities so you can have a healthy relationship. Whether it's a family member of just in your family, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a lifelong partner, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's dating, whether it's marriage. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to know when I call that person, I'm able to be excited about talking to that person. And when I don't get a chance to talk to that person, my spirit might drop. What we have to do is sit down and talk to our boys to let them know that a healthy relationship with your friends, with your family, should be filled with fun. A healthy relationship with your counterpart, cohorts, and whoever it may be should make you feel good about yourself. We have to talk about these things with our boys if we want them to be prepared to have a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship also means that both of you, that's what we explain to our boys, both of you and your friend, partner, homeboy are able to communicate with one another. See, you had heard this thing about individuals being around each other so long that they finish the sentence for somebody. That's because it's been healthy enough that you use some of the traits that allows you to communicate with one another. That means you're listening when they're talking. You're not shouting when you're trying to talk to them. Communication is a two-way street. So if you can communicate with the person that's your partner, then you can have a healthy relation. That's one step of it. So we have to share with our boys that you, if that person you call your friend, you have to take time, you really take time and communicate with them. Take time to listen to them. Don't listen like people say, you know, it go in one ear and go out the other ear. You listen and take an opportunity to analyze what they share with you to make this relationship or make the opportunity to have a relationship better. It's all about doing things positive. If someone communicates with you by always want to give you directive, they always want to shout at you, that is not a positive or healthy relationship. And you have to tell them. So as we talk with our boys, we got to make sure our boys understand that it is really important that you be able to communicate with your friend, be able to communicate with your parents, be able to communicate to the point with your teacher, and just be able to listen instead of always talking. And when you get your chance to talk, then you share your thoughts. work on articulating clear enough and concise so people can understand what you're saying. The next thing, when we're talking about a healthy relationship that our boys should know, is that teach them and talk with them about respecting themselves, but also respecting the other person. It doesn't matter who they are. Everybody deserves the respect from another person. This is building character with this young man and with this boy. So if he carries that with him as he becomes a grown man, then he have a tendency to be able to understand everybody deserves the same respect that he deserves. See, the fundamental principles are there, and we have to work with them. We have to work with them. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. You get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I'll actually give your location or your name if you choose to, then offer your comment. You have the same opportunity. I want everybody to take advantage of this opportunity is that if you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram, you will be able to, and I'm asking you to be able to just type in your comment. Type in your comments. Let me know what you think, a healthy relationship. Let me know some things you think we should teach our boys so when they lead into manhood, from boyhood to manhood, they'll be able to be productive. Too many times I talk to young ladies and they always say, you know, I've been married, but I thought I had a man, but I had a boy. And what we have to keep on working on is working on training them even as a man. See, one of the things that always kind of get me when people call themselves throwing money and they think they solved the problem, they throw money and say, well, we're going to have all these programs for young men and young ladies, but we have nothing where their parents have an opportunity to attend. If that boy need mentoring, some men need mentoring. Let's be real. This is real talk. We got to stop playing this game that we assume because he has grown into what they call physically an age-wide manhood, don't make him a man. And it's a whole different between a real man and a good man. And we have to keep that in mind. So we want to prepare our boys so they can go into manhood understanding that respect can never be taken for granted. I want you to respect me just like I'm going to respect you. The next thing is teaching our boys to share with each other. It's not because it's my ball, I'm going to take it home when I'm not happy. Sharing the knowledge that you have. We have to teach them how to share. Some people say, how do you teach a person how to share? You know, that's, you know, asinine. You can't say sharing. See, one of the things about our language of life, love language, or getting along with people is being able to share and give and not always look to receive. You have to have that. It's in you already, but you got to understand that just because you say it's mine, nobody else can have it. But if someone asks you, if you feel comfortable to share with them, it's fine. That's what we're talking about. We have to continue to advocate that. We have to advocate that our boys share. See, I truly want you to understand, I am an advocate and pushing hard for boys rock. I know everything has been put in place to make sure our girls and women, girls rock and our women, but our boys we can't leave behind. if we leave them behind, then who do we have to lead us and guide us in our families? See, too many times we forget about how important to have a head. See, I always talk in each one of my shows, about, and I'm going to say this in every show, so you, if you join me every time you hear me say that. You know, I was in a conversation with one of my minister cohorts, and we was just talking and sharing some things, and he said, I'm going to share something to you because I heard it in a teaching or sermon. He said, I want to share this with you, that when we look at our men falls in two categories. And you can easily identify. So I'm telling everybody, it's easy to identify these men when they're supposed to be grown falls in two categories. One category is our men are either they're going to be a king, they're going to be a provider, a protector, they're willing to accept responsibility. They're going to make sure everything all right. They're also going to provide some nurturing, some leadership. They're going to provide that as well. That's the key. He said also there's another part to this that somehow men's falling, and that's the food. Some of you may have heard that saying that, you know, God take care of all, you know, our elderly and our babies and our children, and he sometimes have to take care of fools. A fool will not accept responsibility. A fool is not going to be your protector. That fool is going to be your taker. When I say they're not going to be a giver. So you have to identify that once you recognize it. But our ultimate goals, when we said boys rock, we have to make sure we prepare them to be a king. Don't just say they're a king. Prepare them. We have to model what we need, what they need to see to be a king. It's easy to model to be a fool. I can guarantee that. You know, some of the things that we have to accept in our society, especially in our culture, is that a lot of times our boys see things that makes them excited with some sense is monetary thing. You know, it's amazing to see how the devil started working when you start saying something. I look at my Facebook and say, unable to start up. Check your settings and try again. Look like some kicking Facebook out. But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to speak it now. If you're still there and you're having a problem seeing, go to 347-857-4192. And you can hear the show and also offer your comments if you're comfortable with speaking on our broadcast. But I want you to understand that when we're dealing with individuals that are not prepared to have adulthood, we're particularly talking about we didn't prepare them as a boy to be a grown man. You notice I didn't say just a man. A man sometimes identifies with just the tools they have. Come on now. See, a fool can have the same tools is how he used those tools. It's a lot come on. So we got to prepare and talk with our boys about what you need to do. Sharing is important. Not always with your hands out like cups, waiting for somebody to give you something. It was amazing. I had a call the other day, and they was young lady was sharing about her daughter, saying that her daughter had kicked a young man out of her house and kicked him out because he was caught doing some things and more or less disrespecting her. That's what I would say. So it's been about a year. All of a sudden, we understand through COVID, a lot of things financially have happened, people, understand me. However, this person never was able to apologize and hope be held accountable for his actions that caused his relationship to end at the time. So when he get down on his luck, when he coming with his hands out like cups, come on now, he needs her help. All of this forgotten what happened a year ago, he's caught in an uncompromising position. So giving him another chance is fine, but he needs to be taught and held accountable for his action. We as men have to be held accountable for our action. Our boys have to be taught that you are going to be held accountable. So when you model how a man should handle things, when you model what a man is, then your boys will be able to follow. Our boys will be successful. Whatever your sons and grandsons, brothers, nephews, cousins, great-grand, whoever they boy, they need to have some direction. They have to have you as a leader. I want to thank joining us on Instagram. We have Miss Reese _2. Also joining us, and that's the real Danielle Thomas. Thank you for joining. I'm going to give them a wave. Let them know that I thank them. Also, I mentioned Beverly Shea Johnson that's joining us. Sheila D. Dinkins. Latte Pickett. Latte has been a supporter, also a guest on our show. Latte has a ministry called Inspire to Inspire. Check her out. Go to her Facebook page, Latte Pickett, or her group page, Inspire to Inspire. She has taken the calling through her ministry to help families, help young people be successful. So what I want us to make sure we give a shout out to her. You're on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you take time to give her a shout out and go to her Facebook page. Also, I'm going to give her a resounding shout-out. On last night, Latte went on a journey about a couple weeks ago. And in the process, I always said she's truly, truly a soldier. She was in a car accident about the middle of February. She had to be cut out. End up with 6 broken ribs and some other things that are happening. However, during that same time, she had a dream that she wanted to accomplish. Yeah, I'm getting off where we was, but let me say this because I got to say this about her. She's truly, truly deserve her line name. She's the deuce of the line. The sole survivor. She is the newest member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Congratulations, Latte. Do the work. Be all about the work. And I tell you all the time, you inspire me to the greatest point in my life, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm so glad that you're in my life. Thank you so much, Latte. And congratulations again, a member of the awesome sorority, the Women of Distinction, none other than the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I wanted to do that because I told her when I found out she was doing, she had posted on Facebook, I said, I'm going to make sure I give you a lie. I'm going to go with it when I come to my show. So, yeah, I stepped away because I do the same thing for you. because that's what it's all about. I thank you for taking time to be a part of this. All right, the next thing we want to look at, trust. See, we want to break this thing down because we really have worked hard to get this message out. Trust is important when we talk about what a healthy relationship, what our boys should be able to experience. Trust. It's no problem in looking at it to the point where we understand we have to teach our boys that they can trust adults and they can trust their friends. That's where it comes in. I talked about in the first series about an absent father. When you're no longer in the presence of your son and he's there and he does not see that male figure or see his father, he began to lose a little trust. A trust in the adults that are male. I encountered this as an educator for over 35 plus years and still working as an educator. So I'm a lifelong learner and a lifelong educator. When I coach boys, because in a lot of cases when they didn't see a role model or didn't see somebody modeling what a man is, and they only hear the distance and get the distance from their mom, they know their dad is no longer around. What happened? He feel like he had done something wrong. That's what the boys say. So he lose trust. So he will challenge you. We have to model better than what we're doing. And don't be afraid to model on what a grown man is. Come on now. I didn't say a man. I said a grown man. Because we're going to talk a little bit about that. So it's important that our boys understand what trust is all about. Our boys understand what to be trustworthy. It means a lot. Your word is your bond. People value you based on your word. So we have to not only just expect him to do it, model it, talk with him about it, give him prime examples of it, being trustworthy. Because he has to maneuver through the trickery of being a human, especially being a boy. We have to give him what he needs, and we can't be afraid to do that. We have to make sure we do that. That's what it's all about. The next thing, willing to compromise. See, we have to teach boys that you have to compromise in certain situations. But we cannot talk with him about having the willingness to compromise if we don't show him how compromise operates. And it comes a lot of times in the model you put on with his, you know, in the family, you know, the model that's seen in his home. You have to make sure you can compromise. If he go to bed and the adults in the house is screaming and hollering and shouting at each other, then I'm going to tell you that's not a good model. It's a model when, first of all, you may be able to communicate and listen instead of trying to talk when the other person talking, then you have a chance to understand communication. Then from communication combat, that may be a disagreement, but we agree to disagree. We have to show our boys that if we want them to be grown men, if we want them to be grown men, we got to show them what compromise looks like. Commitment. Let's show them what commitment is. I know there may be people who can't get along and they are co-parenting their boys. But one thing about it, commitment comes in this form for a boy who sees his father maybe twice a month. The commitment comes is if you're supposed to pick him up at Friday at 6 o'clock and have him for the weekend and bring him back on Sunday, nothing on that weekend unless it's an emergency, unless you land up in the hospital to stop you from picking him up. Commitment. You model. So when you don't do it, when you tell him I'm going to come pick you up at 6 and don't ever show up, and he sits up all night, most to 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, waiting on you to come, you know what commitment looked like to him? And the model came from his flesh and blood. Come on, let's not be absent. We may not be there full time due to your co-planner, but when the time you have, be full and make it full. Do not let them down, because they now see commitment in its worst form. Let's show them how to commit. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you can talk with Dr. Smith as he communicate in regards to the neighborhood and the issues that occur in our neighborhood block by block. Raising a boy to be good men. Come on now. See, parents, you got to understand there are some tips to raising a boy to be a good man. Yes, it's some tips to raising a boy to be a good man. Now, we're going to start off with the first tip. But before we want to say this, because we're going to have to realize that our boys are in a crisis. Our boys are in a crisis. One of the things I said earlier in the show when I spoke about, we'll give a way to Reverend Aaron. Thank you so much, Reverend Aaron. That's Aaron.Rev, so I'm assuming it's Reverend Aaron. We have to remember that our boys are in a crisis. And some of the crisis is created by us in our culture. I used an example in the beginning. I wanted everybody to understand that I am excited to see some of the positive things that are truly happening for our women. I am very excited to see some of the things that are happening for our girls. I don't take light of that. I support, because I have daughters, I have sisters, I have nieces, I have a slew of female in my family, and being the father of some beautiful girls, they are mine. I want them to have the opportunity, but I also have sons and grandsons. Come on now. And my son, I feel, should have the same opportunity and not take them for granted. So when I say boys rock, I want us to say boys rock and do something to make sure boys rock. Because our boys need it, because they're in crisis. See, you think they're not in crisis, but I'm going to tell you, they are. There's so many things out there. Just seeing all the effort being made to make sure their counterparts, who always been said they are ahead of them, because it's something about, I have heard in our culture, I'm not saying what happened in other cultures, they always said girls are smarter than boys. Come on now. Girls are a couple years ahead, even though they're the same age as the boy. See, you always put them there, but you already putting that boy down too. So you're going to have to uplift him. Another thing, boys are suffering because they don't have that father present in their home on full time. However, I am an advocate of women being able to, if they're in that situation, to be the sole parent to raise our boys so our boys can be successful. Another thing that's thrown out is our boys, we talk about raising good men. It even said, we got our, the women that's nurturing them and raising them, because there's no present, no man is not present. We're telling them, we're convinced that a woman can't raise a man. That's a lie. Because if you do these same things when you communicate with them, when and you show him how to deal with things, that communication involves listening, talking out your problems, teach him to respect. It don't matter who come crawling, once you teach him, he'll know what respect look like. Teach him to share. Teach him to trust. Teach him what compromise look like. He might want to go buy that $300 joint. The compromise, son, I don't have the money to buy the joint, but we can buy these other shoes. That's teaching him compromise. Come on. And commitment. As he see you committed to taking care of the family. So we can't say women can't raise our boys. It takes the same thing for to raise a girl. Come on. So we got to get that out of our families. Get that out of our culture. We got to not keep our boys in crisis. See, we still talking about masculinity, but it's getting so toxic now. We're so stuck on tough, what we call guyism. You got to be tough. Boys don't supposed to cry. Boys don't supposed to be weak. Everybody, there's somebody stronger than you. We have to teach our boys that these things that people keep saying you're not capable of doing, you can. Because the more they hear negative things, it fits into their fundamental principles that goes with them into adulthood. We have to make sure that, like I said, this old saying, when things happen, you know, another stereotype, that boys will be boys. Because you do wrong, he's a boy, he's supposed to do wrong. No, we have to be there to correct him and let him know it's no more where you just, it's all right that you can do that. We got to continue to talk about boy power. We got to emphasize that it should be a movement. We should encourage them to do things that gets them prepared to be a man. Now, here's some tips I'm going to share with you. One of them is don't accept different standards. Don't accept different standards for mothers and dads. Dads to be that way, moms to be that way. No, we need to get together and we need to communicate so our boys see that this standard is required regardless who it's coming from. And we're going to hold each other accountable. Teach our boys that girl is not an insult. And retire phrases like boys will be boys. That is it's not holding them accountable. That's making an excuse for them for what they do. And we have to keep that in mind. The next thing, show the boys that expressive emotion and being physical is a good thing. Expressing emotions. Boys don't supposed to cry. Men don't supposed to cry. So we build this hard wall up as a boy, then when you become a man, you can't even be emotional. Nobody said you can't be emotional as a man. There's a place for everything. We have to keep that, let our boys know that it's all right to be emotional. It's all right to show it hurts you when your best friend, something happens to your best friend. It hurts you. Even as a man, it hurts you when your best friend have encountered something. So we have to keep that in mind, and every time we have to move forward and let our boys know. We also let our boys pursue non-traditional interests and hobbies. We got to let them know if we want to get them ready to be a good man, they got to understand what goes along with being a good man. talk to boys about consent and privilege. Talk to them about it. See, that goes into another area where we get to the point that we have to understand when it's not consensual, and you know where I'm heading with that, no means no. And we got to talk to our boys about it. Model healthy and respectful relationships for boys is very important. You have to model those things. Those are the things that will help raise our boys to be good men. And it also allows to our boys to treat our girls, and when they become men, and the women with respect. Once they get the foundation and develop these fundamental principles, that they ought to be able to do some things. And I tell you, it's so important that we work on that and be able to be diligent at making sure it happens. Just a couple other things I want to share with you is in regards to teaching or being able to identify some things that are going to help our boys eventually be men, because we think there's a something that's important here that we need to definitely share with you. And that is about some things that can determine the difference between a good man and a real man. See, when we go through those things I shared with you before, you can determine whether he's a good man or a real man. See, we have a tendency to identify them as the same, but they're not the same now. There's a difference between a good man and a real man. Quickly, a good man has no problem respecting women. A good man is a leader. A good man has courage. A good man is willing to help others. That's a good man. This thing about a real man. A real man, they say, don't show no emotion. It's all powerful. Always have the knowledge and the thought and the drive to win at whatever it costs. Let me tell you, when you get caught up in that, I'm going to simply tell you, you're not going to be showing that you're a real man. That's not a real man. Simply, a real man is a man with genuine self-confidence, true masculinity. He's a man that who knows his own mind. That's a real man. And knows what he's about in life. See, if a man can't explain what he's all about, real me or authentic, that means he's not authentic. And we have to know that. So we got to teach our boys that to be a grown man and a real man, you have to have self-confidence to do whatever it takes. You have to make up your own mind. You have to make sure you know what life is all about and what my life is all about. Understand that I have a purpose and I want to be able to identify so I can serve my purpose. See, real man has character to be his own man. Real man has the strength of character to be his own man. Can't be afraid. You have to make sure you set your mind to do what's right. And these are a couple things that are traits that I help you to develop our boys into being real men. And we must pay close attention. I'm going to call them out because I showed you the hour is slowly getting by us. So we want to make sure that we're able to touch bases on everything. So we're going to start off with the first one is out of the traits. One is a real man is a leader. I said that earlier. He lives with order and class. He always looks put together. He always keeps his word. That means if I'm going to do it, I'm going to be a man of my word. No, it said teach our boys to be a man of your word is your bond. It might be times you may have to change what you happen to do, but what you have to do. But what you have to keep in mind, I want y'all really, really keep in mind that don't mean that you're not keeping your word. You're just adjusting to what may be happening. A real man, work toward worthwhile goals. If you are in a relationship with a man, ask him what his goals is and expectation is. A real man will tell you what his goals is. A real man will tell you. He stay calm when he's facing conflict. He don't lose himself. He's calm. You know, I'm trying to come up with a solution here. I always talk about it, and all my friends know that. I always talk about I don't spend a whole lot of time on problems because the more time I spend on problems, I'm going to tell you, I'll never get to the solution. So we have to make sure that we work on whatever occurred. If it's a conflict, I'm going to have a resolution for it. That's what I'm going to. Real man take proper care of his partners. That's what a real man do. And last but not least, a real man is dependable. Earlier I said, now I'm down to about 8 minutes, and I want to give a shout out to each and every one of you all joining us today. The difference between a grown man and a grown male. Let me say that again. A grown man and a grown male. Just like the difference between a boy and a man. And it has nothing to do with his age. It ain't about his age. It's about his maturity. See, there are several things in determining the difference between a grown man and a grown male. In other words, you're a man. Yes, you're a male, but you hadn't matured enough, so you're still a boy. One is, men aren't afraid of commitment. That's a grown man. A boy, which is a grown male, run at the first sign that you, as a female, want more than just a casual relationship. He runs. He runs very fast away from that. Make excuses. See, they don't know how to be serious. A boy don't know how to be serious, which is a grown male. He don't know how to be serious. See, he feel like he caged up. So he got to get out. He got ball and chains on. He got to bounce. He got to go because there's going to be some requirements that he ain't ready to give. A man, a grown man, takes responsibility for their action. A boy, which is a grown male, blame everybody else for their mistakes. Everyone and anyone else he can see, he's going, you're the reason why I'm not successful. That's why I don't have the job. That's what a grown male do, which is a boy. A grown man is all about his opinion, not like not what the boys say. I have my own mind and I have my own opinion. And doesn't matter what you say. A boy cares a whole lot about what his friends say. That's what a boy do. A boy care a whole lot about what the friends say. It don't matter. It doesn't matter what their friends say. If you have your own opinion, you hold to that. But if you're a boy, worry about what your friends say and what kind of reflection it's going to put on your reputation. See, you can't do that. A man don't do that. A man don't let his ego get in the way. I had a conversation. We down about 2 minutes or so, 3 minutes. But I was talking about how women need love. A woman needs an opportunity to be emotional, because with love, you got emotion. Grown men, need respect, and on top of that, a grown man don't live on his ego. A boy live based on feelings, meaning his feelings can get hurt. A boy are able to open up and tell people how they feel. Their ego is easily bruised. Easily bruised. So hopefully today we share something with you in regards to being able to identify what a boy needs to be prepared. I gave you a list of things, and we will have a series 5. And this series 5 will talk more about being a grown man and being a grown male. We're going to talk more about that on next Tuesday. We have a show tonight at 6 o'clock, which is the Love Cafe. Come check us out, because we're all about listening, overcoming, valuing what you have to say, encouraging, empowering you. Everything is all about everybody, so you can love, and the menu focus on our starters, our appetizer, which is lust, our entree, which is attraction. And we just so excited to know that we will focus on that dessert, which is attachment, and that libation is that adaptability. That's what a relationship is. It's been awesome talking with you, and we look forward to talking with you again. I told you earlier, all the things closed up. That's what it is sometimes. But we got something.
Oh, you Trey arrived. Back again. Big Yayo. Jay Warren. T-Baby. Saddle up.
I need a cowgirl. Someone I can play with. Stay with rolling the hay. Uh-huh. And ready to get a drink and ride. Oh, she's ready to ride. She got the cowgirl hat with the belt and mat. Gripping on that rope. She plays that she's ready to ride. Oh, she's ready to ride. I need a cowgirl. Someone I can play with. Stay with and roll in the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl. Keep it up. one I can play with. Stay with, roll in the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl.
Stay with.